This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. You know, ever since what happened to me on Saturday, even though I've had near-death experiences in my life before, what happened to me on Saturday really felt like the closest call I've ever had, and it reminded me, you know, that I'm not ready to go, and that I probably never will be ready. But it also reminded me to start doing things to prepare myself for that inevitable eventuality, because Allah Jalla wa Ala tells us in the Quran, "Kullu nafsin da'iqatul maut," that every single soul will taste death. And the beautiful thing about it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word dha'iqa. Dha'iqa means something that you just try, something that you just taste. So death is not the end. Allah jalla wa ala is reminding us that death is not the end, that death is only a stopping point onto the next destination. Onto the next destination. It's like punching a ticket on a card, that this is your first destination. Then when death reaches you, you click that ticket and you go on to the next destination, which is the grave. The grave is your next destination. Directly after this life, after you taste that death, that soul gets returned to its body and it will inhabit its grave. And that grave will become either a part of paradise for you, or that grave will become a part of hellfire for you. And then after that, the next ticket will be punched is the day of Qiyamah. Is the day of Qiyamah. وَتَقُوا يَوْمٍ تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, and fear a day on which you will be returned to Allah. So that is the next one that will be punched, is the day of judgment. And then on that day, you will either be given your book in your right hand, and if you are given your book in your right hand, Allah Jalla wa Ala says you will go around saying, "Look at me, read my book, read my book, see my book, look at the fruits of what I have done," and you will be blessed. Or you will receive your book in your left hand behind your back. And that means that you are not going to have a good day. And you will say, "Woe to me that this day had ever come to me. Woe to me that I have ever been created for this purpose." And then on that day, when that ticket is punched, the scales will be brought forward and your deeds will be weighed. And those who are blessed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring them close to Himself, and He will cover them. He will cover them so that no one will hear the conversation between He and them. This is His honor for them. And He will remind them of all the sins they have done. Remind them all of the sins they have done. And then once He's reminded them of all the misdeeds they have done, He will say, "But on this day, I have forgiven you. I have shown you mercy. And I have let it go. You are forgiven. Therefore, enter into paradise." And they will go on to live in the gardens of bliss, that which the eye has never seen, nor has the ear ever heard of, the gardens of Jannah underneath. May Allah grant us that. Jannati fi tajri tahtiha al-anharu. Jannah underneath which rivers flow in up and down and in between them. May Allah grant us this beautiful, beautiful space. Enter into that garden, seeing trees made of gold, their leaves softer than silk and sweeter than honey. And I mean, softer than silk, and the fruit that comes off of them is softer than butter and sweeter than honey. Our homes, beautiful dwellings with rivers running in between them that we can't imagine or understand. Being able to drink from the river of honey, the river of milk, the river of halal wine. Being able to sit with our loved ones in perpetuity. Being able to meet the Anbiya. Being able to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being able to meet the Sahaba. There's no more death. There's no more hardship. There's no more struggle. There's no more pain. There's no more sadness. There's no more killing. There's no more suffering. There's no more oppression. There's no more weakness in the body. It's all gone. Because on that day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided all matters, He will bring forward a ram. There will be a ram that is brought forward. And He will ask everyone, "Do you know what this is?" And they will say, "Yes, we know this. It is indeed death." So he has taken death itself and made it into the form of a ram on the day of judgment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as that final deed on that day, when everyone who's going to hell is going to hell, and everyone who's going to Jannah is going to Jannah, Allah will take that ram and he will order it to be slaughtered, and it will be slaughtered. And after that he will say, there is death no more. There's death no more. And for those of us who made it, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the goodness of his mercy, the goodness of his forgiveness and his endless bounty. Those of us who made it will put our 2 feet in paradise and say that now we can rest. It's over. It's over. The hardship, the suffering, the terrors of this life, the worry, the stress, the grief, it is all gone. So if someone were to ask me, what is the thing that you are going to be the most grateful about in Jannah? And that is, there is no more hardship. There's no more grief. There's no more suffering. There's no more stress. There's no more worrying about bills. There's no more worrying about people. There's no more toxicity. There's no more negativity. There's no more sickness. There's no more disease. There's no more none of it. We just get to enjoy it now. So brothers and sisters, you got to hold on in this life. You gotta hold on in this life because it's so short. You just need to hold on a little bit longer. You just need to hold on for that little bit more, because once you taste the first sweetness of paradise, you will forget all the hardship in this life. You'll forget all the anxiety of this life. You'll forget all the depression of this life. You'll forget all the darkness. You'll forget all the injustices. You'll forget it all the moment you taste the first sweetness of Jannah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all people of paradise. All people of paradise. We just have to keep holding on. This is why Allah jalla wa ala says in the Quran to hold on to the rope of Allah together. Jami'an, Allah commands us as a community to hold on to the rope of Allah together. And that means that we have to help each other hold on to that rope. This is one of the things that we miss so frequently, is that we as an ummah, as a community, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this ummah, your ummah, ummatan wahida, is one ummah. Wa anna rabbukum fa'abudun, and I am your Lord, therefore worship me. So he has commanded us as an ummah, hold on to the rope of Allah together. We have to help each other holding on. When you look at your brother or sister that's next to you or around you or on social media and it looks like they're letting go of the rope, when it looks like the rope's getting too hard for them to hold on to, we are supposed to hold them up. We are supposed to reach and put our hands on them and say, brother or sister, you got this. You got this. Let me take a little weight off of you. I'm going to hold it with you. I'm here for you. You can keep holding on. That is what we are supposed to do. Not this nonsense that we do, that we see somebody struggling to hold on to the rope and we just kick them off. Oh, they weren't going to be any good anyway. This is what is destroying us, and it's a sickness in this ummah. And every time I see it, it really does get me irked to the deepest of levels to see how much we love to tear each other down. Wallahi, you do not understand the amount of horror that is waiting for you on the day of judgment. For you putting your brother or sister down, for you making your brother or sister's life harder, for you making your brother or sister go through hardship and difficulty and trauma and stress and all of these things. You have no idea the amount of horror that is waiting for you the day you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So watch yourself, because we are watching and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching. But those who help each other, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah is with his slave as long as his slave is with his brother or sister and helping and supporting him. Allah will help those who help their brother or sister. We need to help one another and not tear each other down. It is something that I will never allow in my space ever again in my life. If you bring it to my space, I will delete you. I will block you. I will erase you. And you are very, very lucky that I have still enough energy in me to hold my tongue and not give you the lashing that you deserve. Because if that day comes, there will be no withholding it back. Because you are a sickening individual and sad, and something deep down inside of you is very wrong and you need to seek help for it. this space is positive, and we will remain positive, and we will help one another, and we will support one another. And I will tell you, I don't care how far you've gone astray. I don't care how much wrong you think you've done. I don't care how many sins you think you've amassed. I don't care how far away from Allah you think you might be. If you are still here with us, we will help you. We will support you. You are safe here. You are welcome here. We love you. I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I have love for you. And I will help you till I cannot help you anymore. And I will find you help if I can't be the one to help you. Because until we have this understanding, until we have this mentality that was the mentality of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we are going to continue to be losing as an ummah. We will continue to be under a state of dhulla, a state of humiliation, because we don't care about one another. We don't care about each other. And if you don't care about each other, if you don't love one another, then you are a loser. And I'll tell you, you are a loser. Straight to your face, if you dare come to mine. But that's the thing about internet bullies. That's the thing about us internet bullies, is that we love to do it hiding behind a screen, hiding behind a fake profile, hiding behind anonymity, knowing good and well that you do not have the audacity, you don't have the conviction, you don't have enough character and enough tenacity and enough honor to come and say it to anyone's face, because you know that's what will happen. You're a coward. Cowards. And our ummah is filled with too many of them today. If you have a problem with your brother or sister, work it out. Talk it out with them. Talk it out with them. Try to get some help. If something inside of you is hurting you so bad that you feel like you need to lash out at other Muslims, cut off social media. Turn it off. Delete it from your phone. Delete it from your life and go and seek some help. Because what we need is positivity. And that is something. And that is something for 100%. I am going to make sure from this moment forward, and I've always done it ever since I started this whole streaming and MGL and my new life on social media, is that it will be nothing but positive. I will not speak negatively of another person. I won't do it. I'm not going to do it. And you can call me whatever you want to call me. I don't care. I will not speak negatively of another person. I will not tear another person down. I will not allow another person to be torn down in my presence, because we all need help. We all need help to move forward and increase and grow in life. And you never know, that person you're tearing down might be somebody who ends up being a person who inhabits his Jannat al-Firdaus above you, a bigger palace than you, sitting on pulpits alight above you, reaches Jannah before you. You never know. So what we need to do is try to make sure that we're offering help to one another. Help to one another, rather than the tearing down that we see. And that space will not allow it. But this has reminded me that death is always waiting for us around the corner, and it could be there at any moment. It could find us at any moment. So we have to try to do the best with what we have while we can. That's it. This is all I want you guys to do. Do the best with what you have while you can. Because you could be gone tomorrow. And when you're gone, you're left with what you did. When a person dies, the only thing that is left behind them is three. That's it. They go with their deeds. And the only thing that can help them is sadaqatul jariyah, knowledge which is a benefit, and children which makes dua for them. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all goodness. May Allah grant us what is known as husnul khatima, a good ending, a good ending. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to see His forgiveness. And I say it so many times, and I'm going to end it with this, and I will repeat this until I am blue in the absolute face. Treat other people the way you want Allah to treat you on the day when you meet Him. Treat other people the way you want Allah to treat you on the day that you meet Him. If you do this, you'll find your life to be much more beneficial. Barakallahu feekum jami'an. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.